The town of St. Albans, Vermont, threw a birthday party this past week. The guest of honor was Sterling Weed, who may be the oldest active dance band leader in the country. Betty Smith of Vermont Public Radio sent an audio postcard from the celebration.
Hundreds of well-wishers unfolded lawn chairs under the maple trees around the ornate fountain in the middle of St. Albans Taylor Park. Inside a green and white striped tent floated clusters of brightly colored balloons. A 10-foot-long red banner with white letters trumpeted, "Happy 100th Birthday, Sterling." The carillon of St. Luke's Church struck up a familiar melody as area churches chimed in. St. Albans Mayor Peter DeLaurier was master of ceremonies.
Before we continue with the festivities, I think it only fitting that if you can all rise to your feet, we sing a rousing, the best ever rendition of Happy Birthday to Mr. Weed.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
For over 80 years, Sterling Weed has been playing and teaching music in and around this northwestern corner of Vermont. Meredith Gilliland remembers taking her first cornet lessons with Mr. Weed 62 years ago.
It was in 1939 when I started taking music lessons, cornet, and I was in the sixth grade. When the school burned, we used to have them over a garage up on the main street in Fairfax, and there was 8 of us. And in that room, we had 2 chunks, big wood chunks. We had chunk stove up there, we had to keep going. And he had a flat piece of wood across it, and 8 of us sat right along on there. I remember that so well. My back was right to the window, and there was a girl next to me, came from Westford, and she had lipstick on like you'd never believe, and she wondered why she couldn't play.
Weed got his start playing in a family band. As a teen, he accompanied silent movies and vaudeville shows as they passed through St. Albans on the circuit that ran through Vermont from New York and Boston to Montreal. And he got his first saxophone from a mail order catalog.
So I ordered it, and came Wednesday, and Friday night I played a dance job. So I think maybe I might be the first saxophone player in St. Albans. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Weed still lives in his Victorian house in the center of St. Albans and books the band himself. As pink lemonade, ice cream, and the 6-foot-long birthday cake were being served, Sterling Weed and his Imperial Orchestra played for his own 100th birthday party. For NPR News, I'm Betty Smith in St. Albans, Vermont.